Yeah, my baby. There he goes, kicking off into the distance with his blue suede shoes. Jimi Hendrix on WABX in Detroit. Some tunes there. I just thought I'd throw in some tunes that maybe would be remembered from Elvis to a degree, done by other people. That, of course, originally a Carl Perkins tune, but Elvis did his version, too, there. Done by Hendrix. Also an old Arthur Big Boy Crudup tune, an old blues man from, blues artist from Chicago. A lot of people have done his tunes, but this time it was Elvis did them early, and this is done by Creedence. My Baby Left Me, as well as Jeff Beck with Rod Stewart, and All Shook Up, another old Elvis tune. We'll have some Elvis at 12 midnight. Hopefully I'll be in the other room by then. And some old interviews of Elvis and so forth, just to make it a little interesting. And then some Iggy Pop. I'll try to find some tracks off of his brand new album, 1230. Try to get three of them in. You can call in and see how you like it. Let me know. Rate the record. Lust for Life, the name of the album, the new one from Iggy. I'll get to that about 1230. And I got that whole thing started with Steely Dan and Pretzel Logic. I keep hitting
Henry,
that one.
How about a little harmonica? Hello, Jed Finesby here. You may not know me, but people around these parts say I'm the smartest guy they ever laid eyes on. I just want to say that I think Tobacco Road is the greatest. You see, me and my brother Henry were sitting right here at the fishing hole the other day listening to our radio when we heard this commercial come on about Tobacco Road. The commercial was saying that Tobacco Road has bongs, papers, magazines, posters, and pipes. And I've been fixing to get me a new pipe. You see, this old corn cobber don't do the trick no more. Well, me and Henry took the truck down to Tobacco Road. And you know, them folks at Tobacco Road set me up with a dandy pipe. And they was downright friendly, too. Quality, selection, and atmosphere. They got everything down there. Even three convenient Tobacco Road locations. Inside the Marketplace at the Wonderland Shopping Center, inside the Macomb Roller Skating Building on Gratiot at 13 and a half mile, and inside the Just Looking Mall on Northwestern at 12 and a half mile. Remember, Tobacco Road, the downright friendly people.
Say, you look like a wise old owl.
Who?
You. Tell me, who's the stereo store that believes low price is just the beginning of a good hi-fi buy? Who?
Who?
Who's the one?
Well, it couldn't be an appliance store.
It's very good. It's Stereoland.
That's what I was going to say.
Who's the stereo store that believes to get a really good hi-fi buy, that stereo store has just got to have JVC, Pioneer, Sony, good products like that, and a lot more, like Macintosh and Yamaha?
Well, that certainly is not an appliance store.
Certainly not. It's Stereoland.
That's what I was going to say.
And now for the big musical question, who's the stereo store with a great product selection so you know you're getting the quality of sound you want and the low price, so you know you're getting the best for your money? Who?
Stereo?
Wait for the music.
Who? Who's the one?
It's Stereoland.
That is what I was going to say.
This time is brought to you in the public interest. The motion picture Naked Rider will be shown in its entirety at a theater near you. Many of the scenes were filmed on closed, restricted sets in southern Georgia. The management of the theaters playing Naked Rider feel that certain scenes depict such strange relationships that they might be offensive to some adults. Therefore, the management of these theaters strongly urges those people unaccustomed to viewing films so explicitly presented not to attend. Naked Rider, rated R.
Now showing at theaters and drive-ins all over town. Check your newspaper movie guide.
Thank you, Theo. All right, we'll be sure and see that one. And it's just about that. I'm able to go into the other room, so our chief engineer, Dr. Electric, the saint himself, our man on the scene here, Kim, is in the other room. He's all set now to put us into the record, so let's hear from War on WABX Detroit.
I was slipping.
That's war, slipping into darkness. What a relief to be back in here. Is it working? I think it's working all right, isn't it? Does it look like it's all right? A little low, maybe? There's war, slipping into darkness on ABX, just coming in to make sure everything's working a bit. And take a look at the weather. Tomorrow it's going to be partly sunny, so it looks like it might be all right. High in the mid to the upper 70s tomorrow. Tonight, low in the upper 50s to around 60, pleasant. Tomorrow night and Thursday, partly cloudy and cool. Low tomorrow night in the upper 40s, so it's going to cool off tomorrow night. High Thursday in the low to mid 70s. This is ABX, Led Zeppelin.
Let it. lightning. Heart's cold as steel. The echo for the one who took her life. The lion in Boot Hill. Gypsies danced around the campfire. They shook the tambourines. They were waiting for the ghost of an outlaw. Sundown was his name. As the midnight hour grew closer and the sky began to fall, you could see their shadows in the light of the moon. They heard the gypsies call.
Edgar Winter and his old hit of Frankenstein. The old group's getting all back together again. They should be traveling around again. A new album shortly. The original White Trash I'm talking of, not this particular band, this Edgar Winter group. But that was a good one, too. A good band, too, there for a while. In fact, they had Ronnie Montrose in the band, some other good people, Dan Hartman at that time. And the Hurry Sundown, before that, the Outlaws from their latest album of the same name, Led Zeppelin, Over the Hills, Far Away.
When Audio Fretter says sale, it'll pay you to listen. Why?
Because Fretter sale prices mean even bigger savings on name brand stereo components. My everyday low prices are among the lowest in town. So when I have a sale, you'll pocket discounts on top of discounts. And Wednesday, I'm having a sale.
And Ollie isn't kidding when he says sale. This Wednesday, for 12 hours only, Fretter has reduced prices on hundreds of name brand components. This is not a sale where you see the same old merchandise.
It's not a sale where you see the same old prices.
It's the real McCoy, where you will find the newest and best equipment at prices you won't be able to get before or after Wednesday.
Listen, I know the best way to get ahead in the stereo business is to consistently offer the best values on the best brands. My 10-store buying power ensures you'll get the lowest prices, and I'll guarantee it.
Stop by your nearest Audio Fretter location this Wednesday, and you'll discover the real meaning of the word sale, and the word discount, and the word bargain, and the word satisfy.
Remember to have lunch with Jim Sauté and a guest artist. That's every Monday through Friday at noon. It's brought to you by Mark Keller's in downtown Birmingham. Comfortable clothing at a comfortable price. Now, I can't remember. Somebody, I think he's got somebody up there tomorrow that's going to be interviewed. Interesting, and I'll think of it or find out about it and tell you later. All right, let's go to the movies.
Fantastic Animation Festival. 16 of the world's finest animated films by the most imaginative, innovative artists compiled into one feature-length animated extravaganza. Light, color, and line, a feast for the eye. Music, from the classics to Cat Stevens to Pink Floyd, a treat for the ear. Each film an award winner, a separate sensation, a treat for your mind. Fantastic Animation Festival, a kaleidoscope of color and sensation that is the most original exercise in entertainment that you will ever see. Enter the realm of light. Fantastic Animation Festival.
Yes, check your daily newspaper movie guide for the theater where it's showing nearest you. ABX reminds expectant mothers about Butzel Family Center's parent-child program to help you plan a healthy beginning for your child. Call 224-7050.
Attention automotive workers covered by vision benefits.
You may use your new optical benefits at Detroit Optometric Centers for glasses and contact lenses. DOC offers probably the largest selection of frames covered by your optical plan for you and your family. And remember, your glasses from DOC are covered for 1 year by our eyeglass breakage guarantee. All DOC locations have your vision claim forms. DOC, Dr. Donald L. Golden, optometrist director.
Well, tomorrow's the day, as you can again follow the antics of the WABX softballers. Supposedly our last game of the season. I don't know if our one rainout is going to be made up or not. I have to find out. After a while, you know, it gets through the middle of the season, you start to say, here we go again. I got to get up and run over to Rouge Park. But by this time of the year, you realize a lot of people haven't even had a chance to play softball, so I'm grateful for the opportunity we've had to play all year long. Thanks that the league is there, and to Sugar Schwartz, who formed it and is the commissioner. Whether we'll have it next year or not, I don't know. But it has been fun. Even though we lose most of the time, you know, it's fun to get out and play. Anyway, tomorrow's the last game. We're playing league leaders. DMA has been dominating the league for the last few years. And the field, anyway, located at Joy Road and Trinity, Rouge Park. The game time tomorrow is the early game. I think it's 6:10, the 6:10 game tomorrow. Then you can tune in Thursday and hear our AB excuse again for booting another game. Here's Mink DeVille on ABX, getting out of his Cadillac Seville.
When the moon comes up, the sun goes down, Rita starts to creep around. It's the flame of the blood, fire and breath. 14 names, not smaller chips, got a rose tattooed on her thigh. Dead man raised inside, makes this young blood wine. My baby's got the Cadillac walk, the Cadillac walk, Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. Now when Rita turned down a bed, grown man pleading, baby, baby, honey, baby, you're the one. Carve your name right on my gun. Ooh, ain't she something nice? Bones rattle my dice.
Yeah.
There's some Chicago and Brothers Johnson, Old Velvet Underground and Lou Reed, and There She Comes Now from an old album, their second with the band Velvet Underground, and Mink DeVille, new band. You remember they played at My Fair Lady, one of the first bands to go in there when they changed around a bit, and a song called Cadillac Walk from Mink DeVille.
Pick up on Stereo City.
Now, Stereo City talks to cars. Vroom, vroom, vroom. I'm a car, and my music sounded terrible until I talked to Stereo City, the Motor City's car, Stereo City. They looked at my dash and gave me a choice. A car stereo with 8-track or cassette with AM, FM, Pioneer, Sanyo, Audiovox, Sony, in-dash or under-dash. Then I chose from all types of speakers, 6x9s, door speakers, coaxials, triaxials. Then I said, who's going to put it in? Stereo City said, now both stores, even the Gratiot store, install car stereos. What a relief. And the car to go to Stereo City, even on Sundays.
Find out where your favorite rock and roll bands are performing by listening to Soundcheck every night at 6:30 right here on WABX. Brought to you by DMA Diversified Management Agency.
Well, help stop the destruction of the great whales before they become extinct. Drop by the radio station during business hours and pick up a free petition.
The Giles Band.
The Giles Band.
The Giles Band, Wednesday, August 24th, 8 p.m. at the Toledo Sports Arena.
Love Idol!
The Giles Show on Wednesday, August 24th, will be this area's only performance and will feature special guest stars. 38 special.
Love Idol!
Tickets are $7.50 in advance and $8.50 the day of the show, and they're available now at the Hudson's Ticket Department. Don't miss this area's only performance of The Giles Show, a Bamboo production.
Thank you, Ken. Speaking of Giles, here comes the wolf.
Shake it.
the score.
That's where it's at. Black Coffee, Humble Pie, Ike and Tina, original from Humble Pie and Steve Marriott, as well as Somebody Knocking at My Door. It's Jay Giles Band, or the Giles Band from Monkey Island.
Summer's almost over, but before it's too late, why not head up north for one last weekend outdoors? to get you started. Audioland is giving away a brand new 250cc Yamaha motorcycle loaded with camping gear. To enter, just stop into the Audioland Recycling Center anytime this week and fill out a free entry blank. Any licensed driver is eligible, and there's no purchase necessary. While you're checking out your new Yamaha, check out hundreds of demos, trade-ins, and out-of-carton components. They'll all be sold at dealer cost or below during our biggest clearance ever. Enter the motorcycle giveaway before Sunday night at Audioland's Recycling Center on 8 Mile at Grand River. After all, recycled hi-fi is today's best music value, and we've got the largest collection in the state. Audioland, for excitement between your ears or between your legs.
Find the road to somewhere you've been looking for. Chevrolet will get you there better than before. Where the deals make the difference with better prices for you. Buffway and Chevrolet, our reason is you. Where the deals make the difference every day. Buffway and Chevrolet.
Yes, the deals really do make the difference during Buff's annual red tag sale from now until August 29. His entire stock of over 700 Chevy cars and trucks have been drastically discounted, with reduced prices clearly tagged inside each vehicle. Buy now and save now at Buff Wayland Chevrolet, Van Dyke and 18 Mile Road.
Where the deals make a difference every day. Buff Wayland Chevrolet.
Tech Hi-Fi brings you ABX concert information. It's every Tuesday through Saturday. 2 in the morning, Chuck Santoni will be starting off with that this morning. And at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with John O'Leary. Find out what's going on in Detroit. With ABX concert information, Brian Ferry. Hustle.
Let's go. Call the Tokyo Joe.
Get caught by the danger zone.
Tokyo Joe from, of course, Brian Ferry's last solo album on WABX in Detroit, and the bewitching hour is here. It's exactly 12 o'clock midnight on the radio station. Dennis Frawley here for a few more hours, and it's time to cover a little bit of Elvis Presley, the king who died today mysteriously, unexpectedly at the age of 42. He has not been ill, from time to time recently, and it's gotten a little hefty, to say the least. Well, 30, 40 pounds maybe. And still in the early 70s, the last time I saw him, he was still jumping pretty good, even with the Vegas show. But the last time in town, it was a little bit slow from those of you that I've talked to that have seen it. Anyway, some of the word around, I got all kinds of AP messages here on Elvis, many of which I haven't really gone through that much. But rock and roll, here's the latest. Rock and roll star Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy who went from driving a truck to driving girls crazy, died today of heart failure. Finally, a Tennessee medical examiner has announced that after a three-hour autopsy, he had uncovered no sign of any other disease and no sign of drug abuse. A family friend said in Las Vegas that he had talked with Presley's father and that the elder Presley is taking his son's death very badly. Presley's mother died 19 years ago this past Sunday. Like Elvis, at his death, she was 42 years old, his mother too. And so heart attack is what they figure it was. All right. Anyway, let's go back and cover some things, maybe not all the most popular Elvis, but perhaps cover mostly some of his early material, because that was when he was rocking and rolling. A truck driver, that auditioned with Sam Phillips and Sun Records there in Tennessee and Memphis and or Nashville, was it? I forget where Sun Records. Memphis or Nashville? I think it's Memphis. Memphis, yeah. And went in and I forget what his first one was. Was it Mystery Train or That's All Right, Mama? But anyway, let's hear some Elvis. And first, let's hear from Elvis being interviewed way back in 1958.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I can't help it. I mean, I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
Bill, do you feel that you've been very lucky, or do you feel that you do have a talent that most of the other people you meet don't have?
Well, sir, I've been very lucky. And I happened to come along at a time in the music business where there was no trend. I was lucky. I mean, the people were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back. And think you're so, they think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down on the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Crap.
it's so lonely, baby. Well, it's so lonely. It'll be so lonely they could die.
Cat up, died of fright, cause she crossed his path last night.
Mean Woman Blues there from Elvis, and some others too. You, I didn't write them all down. Heartbreak Hotel, Hound Dog, and Jailhouse Rock, all in there from Elvis. Let's go back real early in Elvis's career, all the way back to when he was just getting started, to 1956. Backstage, an interview with a disc jockey from, imagine it was a country station, I'm sure it was, in Wichita Falls, Texas, early 1956, and Elvis.
Well, now, country and western fans of our Hillbilly Hit Parade, this is an interview we're going to give you here with Elvis Presley, taken from the Municipal Auditorium up in Wichita Falls, Texas, where we were last night. Elvis played a big show. I think many of you are familiar with that. In fact, a lot of you were up there. We're going to ask Elvis some questions, let him tell you straight, because I think you get more out of it that way, and I know that each and every one of you are just waiting to hear him talk. Elvis, boy, we want to first ask you how old you are.
I'm 21, sir.
You're 21 years old. Sure heart, you've got a few months on me, I'll tell you for sure. Tell us, before you got in this music business, what were you doing for yourself?
I was driving a truck.
Driving a truck?
Yeah, I was.
Was that back in Tennessee?
Yeah, I was back in Memphis where I live now. I was trying to say I was learning to be an electrician.
You decided to stick to truck driving, huh?
Well, I was driving a truck and I was studying to be an electrician too, see.
I see, and you got all mixed up in this crazy music business,
yeah.
And that tore the electrician deal all to heck,
huh? Electrician and trucks all up.
Now tell us, how'd you get your first break or to make your first record with Sun Records?
Well, I went into Sun Records and there was a guy in there that took down my name, told me he might call me sometime. So he called me about a year and a half later. And I went and I made my first record, That's Right Mama.
Yeah, and then from there on, why, we know a little about what happened, because, boy, those things spun on the turntables like nobody's business. How'd you get your start on the Louisiana Hayride? What brought that all about?
I went down there as a just a tryout, more or less. And I went down there once, and I went back again a couple weeks later, and the people, they seemed to kind of go for my songs a little bit, so they gave me a job down there.
So from then on, you was a regular.
Yeah.
You're not with the Hayride anymore, are you?
No, last Saturday night was my last night down there.
Last night with the Hayride. How'd you pick up these boys, Scotty and Bill? You known them a long time? They live there around you?
Well, they live in Memphis, but I never knew them until we made our first record.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, what are you doing now? Just making personal appearances around the country? Is that all you're doing?
Yeah, we just touring the country, different place every night.
Different places and working TV shows and this and that whenever the occasion comes. Ellis, you made a screen test. Can you tell us the result of that now?
Yeah, we got a 7-year contract with Paramount Pictures. We'll have a movie coming out, I don't know when, but we started making it in June. It's a movie with Burt Lancaster and Katharine Hepburn called The Rainmaker.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that, as I know all of our listeners will, and everything.
Everything.
I got a kick out of that on the hayride last Saturday night, I tell you for sure. Ella, anything else particularly you want to tell us before we break this little interview up?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I sure appreciate all the spins you've been giving me. You really helped me a lot, and I'd like to tell you how much I appreciate it, and all the wonderful people that have been writing in and buying my records and coming out to their shows, because that's really what makes anybody. It's the people. You make them or break them.
Well, I'll tell you for sure, they sure go for you for your style, I'll tell you for sure, because we get the cards and letters every day, we play the records, and incidentally, your new album just taking over our Hillbilly Hit Parade. Thing's going like a storm.
That's good, and I'd like to tell you that it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be seeing you again real soon.
We'll be looking forward to it. Thank you.
Baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Now listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. All in the house, yeah. House so we can act like we did before, but don't come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Hey. And then I'll be baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Baby, 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 come back, baby, I won't play out with you.
seafood store. Like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. When I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more.
Plead innocent of all charges.
Okay.
Thank you, dear. Love you, too. Thank you.
Will you gentlemen get down in front a little bit? Get your pictures later, please.
Mr. President,
yes.
I didn't think you outlasted every other entertainer from the
50s,
but I have it in
the 60s
as well.
I take vitamin E. I was only kidding. I don't know. I just embarrassed myself, man. I don't know, dear. I enjoy the business. I like what I'm doing.
I'm reminded of the Ed Sullivan show, man.
So am I. That's why I'm sitting down.
Elvis, what happened to your slick down hair?
No, I stopped using that greasy kid stuff, too. Just like everybody else did, man.
He used to be criticized.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know. Yeah.
Elvis, are you satisfied with the image you've established?
Well, the image is one thing, and a human being is another, you know. So.
How close does it come? How close does the image come to the man?
It's very hard to live up to an image.
Elvis, what made you decide to go back to doing live concerts?
I just missed it. I missed the closeness of an audience, of a live audience. So just as soon as I got out of the movie contracts, I started to do live performances again.
Elvis, what do you think of anti-war demonstrators?
Honey, I just seem to keep my own personal views about that to myself, because I'm just an entertainer, and I'd rather not say.
Elvis, are you thinking about doing something different, like running for public office?
No, sir. I don't have any other aspirations in politics or anything of that nature. I'd like to do something in the way of a movie script, if I can find the right kind of a property. In fact, we're looking for it now. You're talking about a non-singing type thing. Yes, I like to do that.
Elvis, why does it seem you've turned away from the hard rock you used to do?
It's very difficult to find that type of song. It's hard to find good material nowadays, you know, for everybody, for all of us. It's very difficult to find any good hard rock songs. If I could find them, I would do them.
Can we ask your father a question?
Oh, sure.
Well, it's kind of hard to say, you know, it happened so fast, it's hard to keep up with it, you know. It just, boom, overnight, and there it was. So I'd say maybe probably 1956, the first television show.
I tried to tell him sooner, but he wouldn't listen. All kidding aside, it happened very fast to all of us, my mother and my father and all of us. You know, everything happened overnight, so we had to adjust to a lot of things very quickly. A lot of good things.
I like to live up to my reputation of being a nice guy. This is it, folks.
Beautiful.
I've got to go back to rehearsal, folks. Thank you very much.
heart meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Elvis on WABX Detroit.